Chapter 6. A New Life. In 10 minutes, the door opened again.
Well? I asked.
Your friend, she said, is worthy of his name. He is as kind and thoughtful as yourself. He knows that I would like to remain with my father until the moment of his leaving. His sister has ordered a bed placed in her room. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, my father will be out of danger. Tomorrow evening at 10, I shall expect to see you in the Rue Férou. That is, if the thanks of a daughter who owes her father's life to you is worth the trouble.
Oh, be sure I shall come. Did your father give you any message for me?
He thanks you for your pass, which he returns, and he begs you to join him in England as soon as possible.
Whenever it may be your desire to go, I said with a strange feeling in my heart.
At least, I must know where I am to join him, she said.
Ah, you are not yet rid of me.
I grabbed her hand and pressed it against my heart, but she offered me her brow as on the previous evening.
Until tomorrow, she said.
Once again, I kissed her on the brow. I went home in a state of joy such as I had never experienced. Was it the giving action, or was it love for this lovely creature? I know not whether I slept or woke. I only know that nature was singing within me. The night seemed endless and the day forever. I know that, though I wished to speed the time, I did not wish to lose a moment of the days still to come. The next day I was in the Rue Férou at 9 o'clock. At 9:30, Solange made her appearance. She approached me and threw her arms around my neck.
Saved, she said. My father is saved, and this I owe to you. Oh, how I love you.
2 weeks later, Solange received a letter announcing her father's safe arrival in England. The next day, I brought her a passport. When Solange received it, she broke into tears.
You do not love me, she cried.
I love you better than my life, I replied. But I promised your father my word, and I must keep it.
Then I will break mine, she said. Yes, Albert, though you have the heart to let me go, I do not have the daring to leave you.
And so Solange remained. 3 months then passed from that night on, which we talked of her escape, and in all that time, not a word of separating had passed her lips. Solange had taken rooms in the Rue Turenne. I had rented them in her name. I knew no other name for her, while she always addressed me as Albert. I had found her a place as a teacher in a young ladies' school. She spent all week at the school, but returned to the Rue Turenne on weekends. This was a way to hide her from the revolutionary police. Sundays we passed together in her small room. We could see the spot where we had first met from the window. In addition to meeting on the weekends, we exchanged letters daily. She wrote to me under the name of Solange, and I to her under that of Albert. Those 3 months were the happiest of my life.